Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. And I'm going to introduce a segment coming up here, a report filed by Angeline Marie, and we appreciate that very much. And it kind of goes back to something we had discussed, although not this specifically, and that is the perversion of language. It's a distortion. Matter of fact, it's the lies about language. It's about revisionist history, as it relates to language and definition and meaning. And it seems to almost always, more certainly, emanate from, you know, the extreme ultra left, okay? The progressive left and their political correctness. And the term that she spent some time with, and I really appreciated her efforts, and it somewhat goes back to Antifa, and that is the term that is used inaccurately, inappropriately, illegitimately, and that is fascism. So it's going to be a very interesting segment. So right now we're going to go straight to the report. I'll come back with more comments on the other side of the first break set and other subjects of interest. And that really do matter, at least in my view. Okay, let's go right to Angeline's report on the meaning, the definition of fascism.
So why am I talking about this? Well, not to take a completely left turn, I've been doing a lot of research on Antifa, A-N-T-I-F-A. And if you've listened to the Tom Donahue Show archives, we did a whole show on Antifa, and I broke down where they came from, who they are, what their intentions are, who's funding them. It was a pretty good show. You should see if you can look it up and listen to it. But I noticed how the left and the ultra-left are constantly throwing around the word fascist. And what's more astounding to me is that those that throw the term around endlessly seem to act in an extremely fascist manner themselves. So the whole time they're calling us fascists, they're truly the fascist sect. So all of this talk about fascism made me notice that the way the word is used today is not, and I stress, is not what I learned in school. Now, for those of you who've never really heard me talk about this before, I'm on the cusp of baby boomer and Gen X. I'm right there. I can identify as either set. So just like the words, the left has changed the meaning of fascist to fit their new purpose. So I purposely did a refresher course on the study of fascism. So the perversion of language continues. The original definition that I could find, and this is what I remember learning in school, was fascism was an ideology based on the relationship between business and a centralized government. So business and government together control the marketplace. And if you think about it, in the U.S. today, we are sort of like this. We have the business that line the pockets of the politicians, and then the politicians in turn vote in favor of business. So now you've got both business and government married together, running society and the people. So I ask you, are we truly a government by the people for the people? And I would argue no. We're probably closer to what the original meaning of fascist was, where you're marrying business and government. So the new definition of fascism now is this, and this is what you'll find all over, of course, Google, the dictatorship of internet search. So here it is. Fascism is authoritarian, nationalistic, right-wing system of government with intolerant views. So they try to label it as conservative white people that have an appreciation for their country or they're patriotic. So this turns the original definition, big business and government, in bed together. And instead, now they recreate it to mean white, right-wing, conservative, Trump supporter, and purposely paint the set as fascists, which now plays into the creation with the new Antifa. So here is an article, December 2017. It's called The Trumpet, an article written by Jack Wood. His question and the title of the article, you might want to look this up. It's called The Trumpet. Jack Wood, he asks, did you know that Google redefined the word fascism? Google reportedly changed the definition during the 2016 U.S. presidential election campaign. Results now claim fascism is a right-wing governmental system, aka bad white nationalist connotation. The irony of this is that the Merriam-Webster definition describes fascism is headed by a dictatorial leader where severe economic and socialist regimentation and forcible suppression of opposition. Okay, folks, listen. Let's read that again. Severe economic and social regimentation. This doesn't describe a capitalist. No, it doesn't describe the free market form of government. I'd say that describes the present day libs, the socialist, communist, Marxist loving type of people that love those kinds of governments. So pre-2016, the presidential campaign, there's no mention of right-wing politics, but then it changes to demonize anyone on the right after May 2016. Okay, so this change, in my opinion, the change of the definition is part of the Antifa movement. Okay, there's a push, and this Antifa push has since transpired since the change of this definition. And I think it was used to drive the Antifa's thuggery by brainwashing the especially young leftists that they have to fight the white right by any means necessary. And in my opinion, this has been nothing more than a psyop, a psychological operation of epic proportions. I noticed how much of the definition also, and some of the definitions not only draw a parallel to this, but they will come flat out and say fascism, Hitler, Nazi regime, so that the leftists, these young, uneducated, brainwashed types, subconsciously now associate fascism with Republicans and Trump supporters who, by the way, ironically, are capitalists. It makes no sense. Republicans, Trump supporters are not fascists. The original definition of fascism flies in the face of a free market capitalist government, but Google, the establishment, has turned this definition upside down on its head. And it's because we have an uneducated youth that this is the result. They truly are the fascists of modern times. They're the stompers of truth and free speech, the intolerance of any other opinion or view other than their own. They are, in my opinion, the true fascists.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
And welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. And Angelina is absolutely right that words have meanings, definitions do matter, and that they don't change just because somebody chooses to change the term. Now, I can hearken back to when people said, man, that is a bad movie. And it wasn't like bad as in rotten. It was like bad as in cool. And so there's a lot of words that get played upon, but when you're talking about fascism and changing the fundamental definition of a term that is, you know, much more important than, you know, bad, cool, and that kind of thing. So the common vernacular slang, that's a whole different thing. But when you have the ultra leftists, you have the progressive lunatics that are trying to redefine words, not only in political correctness terms, but also in hurtful, harmful, pointing the finger type terms, then I have real issues with that. And quite frankly, you know, to misconstrue and to intentionally mislead by using terms, and sadly, so many of our youth, they'll hear that and they're not really going to look it up. Now, even though they have access to all kinds of online dictionaries, and you can Google any word, and whether you go through a dictionary or a thesaurus or through just Google and other search engines, simply just describing, even in a general sense, what certain terms are. But we have found that Google and others have also altered or modified definitions, and so they've become almost like their own dictionary and thesaurus and a point of reference for many, not just the youth, but society at large. So I would highly encourage people to look at the older dictionaries and go to the dictionaries rather than just common references relating to YouTube and Google and other search engines. But yeah, there is a danger in mislabeling and misappropriating and miscategorizing terms. And so I definitely agree with Angeline, and I'm glad that she was able to illustrate and to point out accurately and so avidly that this term has been misconstrued and that it is being misapplied and misutilized. So thank you, Angeline, for that report. And we're going to continue to harp on issues relating to language and culture, and I'm not talking about just as in Michael Savage, which I, you know, as you know, I do appreciate and have a high degree of respect for him as a host and as a individual in this fight for our freedoms. But I'm not using it as in borders, language, culture. I'm talking about language, not just in speaking, you know, fluent English. I'm talking about definitions, the actual meanings. And we're not talking about highbrow and being intellectual and on a higher plane necessarily. We're just talking about just commonly used words, and the definitions do matter, and meaning should have import, and that we should all have some common acceptance and recognition of these terms. And so, I'm glad to be able to acknowledge accurately, you know, the definitions of words that do have a great impact and import for us here in this country. I don't know how many of you had an opportunity to listen to two programs that I felt very strongly about, and not that it's the most important thing. And that was cringeworthy things that surround us and that we observe and that we have to deal with on a routine basis. And so if you go back to episode 13 this year, you will find that the actual title of that podcast, that show that has been aired already, and that's Cringeworthy Cultural Trends. And then, of course, episode 16, the main theme, topic, and subject matter was the dangers of political correctness and the radical leftist agenda. And then I couldn't help myself, and there were other things that I didn't get to, and even Angeline didn't get to, and we decided to do a Cringeworthy 2, the sequel, Bothersome Cultural and Societal Trends. So I think that those particular past shows, those episodes, those podcasts tie in with what I'm saying in this particular segment. And I think you'll get a lot out of that. And there was another show that to some degree relates to this. And that was episode 15, Mass Media Programming, Far Left Culture and Societal Pressure, Judgments and Blame for White Privilege and Guilt Contribute to, and this had to happen to be the mass shootings, which again, we had another one. We kind of broke down some of those things as it relates to some of the societal root causes. I think that you'll find those very enlightening and elucidating. So you might want to go back in time and revisit some of these shows and share those with others. And you can find them at Podomatic. You can find those on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, and various other podcast directories that we do share our RSS feed. And you can certainly find all these things as it relates to this program at TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. We're going to pick up on some other subjects in the next segment. Hold tight, right back. You're tuned to the Tom Donahue Show.
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. You know, I think about the Trump administration, and I almost think beyond the reality show kind of picture that seems to be portrayed and seems to be, well, almost, you know, quite evident, is that I think of like Gilligan's Island or the Addams Family or the Munsters, and it's just complete chaos and just goofiness and just weirdness, okay? You know, whether it's kids or it's Giuliani or remember the Scamooch and there's been just a lot of strange people, a lot of strange activity, and Trump doesn't seem to care about that. I mean, it really is troubling. I mean, Trump by far his own worst enemy. Yes, I mean, we've got, you know, the liberal loony left, the extreme progressive ultra left that is going after every word, every deed, every thought, anything Trump, anything that is MAGA, anything that relates to the Trump administration. But when you continue to hire people and look at what just happened recently, Nikki Haley, which, you know, I guess she's kind of, you know, pitching and in some ways almost proposing to Trump that she wants to be the VP, for the 2020 campaign. And there's a lot of, conservative juice behind that, you know, cause Pence is kind of, well, vanilla, you know, and there's nothing wrong with vanilla cause I, that's my favorite ice cream, but, some people think he's just too bland. He's a good guy, Christian, matter of fact, talk show host. You would think he'd be a little more dynamic, but it is what it is. Nikki Haley is now saying that Kelly, remember General Kelly, and remember he was Chief of Staff, and remember Secretary of State Tillerson? Well, she's claiming that those two, and I think there's others that she said were out to evidence of subverting. You know, these were acts of subversion, and that they wanted her to participate, and that they did everything to undermine Trump. Now, remember, who do you think hired these people? Well, at least, you know, you can say that when Reagan had some of the deep state actors, that, well, they said that Reagan was introduced to his cabinet, and George Bush played a huge role, Mr. New World Order. So he was surrounded. But he did also have some good people that worked within his cabinet and his administration. But Trump didn't have that. He, you know, there were some people in place that were outside of the cabinet, outside of the higher post. But, you know, he was at liberty from day one to start taking out the trash, to start evacuating, to start, you know, the eviction notices. And he didn't do it. And we know that with Comey. We know that with, and then he brought in, you know, the Alabama Keebler Elf and Mr. Recuser. And I mean, there's so many names that, I'd be remiss to even attempt to go through that, litany of a list of poor and some of them despicable actors, that were engaging in such, well, some of it was deep state activity, you know, and dark and kind of shadow government kinds of stuff. And others were just very overt in opposition to the president. And it usually takes him, you know, he doesn't do it in the first inning, but it's like the ninth inning and he goes, they've created so much havoc and created so much disloyalty, he finally has to do something about these particular individuals. So, you know, so now we have even more direct proof that, many of these people that, Trump hired, that Trump, you know, for whatever reasons felt that they would be, you know, good cabinet holders or secretary of this or chief of staff. And they were disasters and they were there, essentially undermining him. And so there were, I do believe, at least on that second tier, the second layer of these career diplomats, these career administrators, you know, that were absolutely been there for years as deep state and dark state actors that were not happy with Trump. I don't hear anybody, you know, because they're afraid if Hannity or Rush or some of these others and the fawning Fox, media, henhouse, they think, oh, maybe Trump will turn on them and he won't give them the access and their ratings will suffer. And, you know, but it's more about political and media opportunism. And the fact is that they're capitalizing on this. And part of it is it's quite a stroking of the ego to have these kind of conversations and interviews and connections with the president of the United States. And I get that. So you have this Giuliani that, I mean, he really is a creep. I didn't like him even, although he was, you know, a lot more normal and not completely out of his mind, as mayor of New York. But man, he's done a terrible job, in terms of legal affairs, in terms of media appearances, in terms of just being totally ill-prepared. Many have said that alcohol's been on his breath, and you could see that he was acting not just loony, but drunk loony. But he just has not represented the president, the administration, and the country well. So this has been something that's been eating at me for a while, and something that I really wanted to address. And, you know, the cowards in the fawning media that will not take Trump to task on anything, and that will not, you know, criticize these people that actually are causing great damage. And I did a whole report on Bolton, and you can see, and I was right about this, not only was he undermining Trump every step of the way in foreign policy, but after his firing, which he should have never been hired, but he should have been fired right away if you were going to hire him. But you can thank Hannity and Fox News for recommending him to Trump, okay? And Trump knew that this guy was, you know, the architect and high up in the neocon movement and the weapons of mass destruction that did not exist, and it was a fraud perpetrated on the world and more importantly our country, the United States. But this guy has a bloodlust. I mean, I like walruses, but he doesn't represent walruses well, okay? He doesn't represent the mustache club all that well either. But I just have real issues with Bolton, and who knows what he's going to do as it relates to testimony during impeachment. And some of the things that have already come out, based on what he has said, to others, you know, could be, and it appears to be quite damaging. And how accurate, we don't know. But the other thing, too, is Trump saying, oh, it was a perfect phone call. No, it wasn't a perfect phone call. Was it criminal and illegal? I don't think so. But the wording, it's not a perfect phone call. And you've made a lot of people in the conservative movement a little bit uneasy about the way you do things, just shooting from the hip, you know, not following any protocol. I mean, even the Bible and the good Lord says, be sly as a serpent and harmless as a dove. There's no strategic or there's no sensibilities. There's no game plan. There's just no intelligence as it relates to what he does. Just leading by hunches and gut feeling and just raw reactions, it's just not going to cut it, okay? And I'm an intuitive person. I'm someone that really does believe in allowing for your basic instincts as it relates to intuition and kind of that inner knowingness. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be prepared. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be reading. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be consulting with others, especially brighter minds. Apparently, that's just not the case. You know, I just think that, you know, we've got a kind of a White House that's being run like a chaos house or a party house without the booze and maybe a nut house. Thankfully, he's still getting some things done, but he could get a whole lot more done if it was run more strategically and more intelligently and more sensibly and more maturely. So that's it for this particular segment. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports. More to come. Hold tight.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. And in our final segment here for this week, it's a continuation of our last segment, and that relates to some of Trump's very poor decisions as it relates to his hires. And one of those happens to be Rudy Giuliani. And here's some articles relating to his alleged involvements or activities. Some of them could be illegal or seedy. At least, Giuliani under investigation for alleged campaign finance lobbying breaches. And that article came from The Hill. Giuliani associate says he sought to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Here's another one. That was The Hill as well. Giuliani associates urged Ukraine prior to president to open the Biden election probes, Wall Street Journal. Top diplomat says Giuliani's campaign of lies took down the veteran ambassador, The Hill. Giuliani associate now willing to comply with Trump impeachment inquiry. That was Reuters. So Rudy is under a lot of scrutiny. And you have to remember, Rudy has a cybersecurity type firm and private investigations and he's got all kinds of business involvements not only within the United States but he lobbies and he has all kinds of business deals and he's utilized remember the America's Mayor and how he handled 9/11 and so he's purported to being, you know, an expert in these areas. And so he has actually worked with other governments and other companies and other corporations as it relates to these kinds of issues. And so there's just some people that there's just not enough money to make them happy. They need more power. They lust after more money. And of course, with him, like Trump, you know, seeking out other women outside of their marriage, they're just never satisfied. Going to grade him for his media performances, he would get a D-, maybe even an F+. Okay, they've been just abysmal. They've been counterproductive. They've been very harmful to the president. There's no PR firm that would hire Rudy Giuliani. It just wouldn't happen. No one would hire him to be a spokesperson. But Trump, is behind him. And just lately, there was another, and I don't have the article in front of me. Apparently, Rudy, and they said, well, he was kind of joking. But he said that, well, the president's not going to throw me under the bus because I know too much. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. And so I think they have each other over a barrel. And so that's part of the reason that I don't think he's going to go, just like Kellyanne Conway. I mean, there's no doubt that she had loose lips and was a leaker and a media gossip hound. And Trump, for whatever reason, even including her husband, that has caused not only marital strife because of his angst with Trump and his hatred for Trump. The fact of the matter is that that no matter what she says or does, Trump will not get rid of her. And so she's a protected person within the White House. And you look at the turnstile, which we talked about, and how many people have had to exit, and most of them after, pummeling the president, and after betraying the president, and after undermining, and after subverting the will of the people, the will of Trump. They're not serving at his pleasure. They're serving at their own pleasure. Many of these people that Trump had to finally say goodbye to, they were deep state. They were never Trumpers. They were neocons. They were New World Order. And of course, I talked about Bolton must bolt and banish Bolton, and I was right about that. And another one, but Fox News said he was great. Don't worry about it. Weapons of mass destruction, not a big deal. And then he had this fascination with the military and with the generals. And we know how that worked out with Mattis and Kelly. And so you just have to, it's not his state of mind as much as it is his personality disorder. And we're not just talking about being egomaniacal. We're not just talking about someone that loves to boast and so braggadocious and is and falls prey to flattery and is just super sensitive. And the fact is that he seemingly operates all, everything is from just the gut, raw instincts, triggered reactions. He's just, there's not a lot of thought behind what he does. There's certainly not a lot of emotional intelligence behind what he says and does. And again, I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm just questioning his mentality, his mindset, and sometimes even his motivations as it relates to why does he say and do the things that he does. And believe me, he's not a genius, even though he thinks he is. Because of him being on the same page in many respects with us in terms of America First and our freedoms and our Constitution and just the patriot way of viewing things, you would think that if he were just more strategic, more organized, better prepared, just imagine how much more he could get done. And just imagine that he wouldn't be as distracted. I mean, Reagan had his issues. And most Republican presidents have had their issues with the Democrat-controlled press and mass media. But they were able to still do their work, and they weren't so preoccupied with these petty feuds and then again, social media was, really not a part of their lives, except for maybe Obama. Trump lives on Twitter, and he thinks that this... Now, I don't have a problem with tweeting out that are relating to the type of work he's doing. And sometimes to defend himself, yeah, sure. But sometimes these are just insignificant little twits that don't deserve even a tweet. I guess there's just, I mean, even though he's 70 plus, it seems like he needs adult supervision. He's sort of like Dennis the Menace in a way, not only the hair color and the look and the childlike mentality and the immaturity. I just don't get it. I just don't understand why he's his own worst enemy. But I'm going to just be real clear about this. I support the president. I endorse the president already for 2020. I don't imagine that there's going to be anybody that would surface, even in an independent way, that would be better than Trump. But I have to say, and I don't know if I'm going to be the first one to say this, but it came to me before doing this segment. It was really, and I'm going to date stamp this because I think this is actually particularly important. It is November 15th, 2019. And I'm going to say that I think that there is a possibility that there is Trump fatigue starting to set in. And if that's the case, people are going to just say, I just can't deal with this. It's sort of like, having your adrenaline and that fight and flight. People are just, every day of this, it's bad enough that you've got, the loony libs and the far left, ultra left, progressives on attack mode for everything he says, does, any movement, anything, even if it's good stuff. Okay. That everyone would agree with. And so I think people are wearing very thin. They really want to be able to think about other things. They want to be able to not always have to worry about every little whim and every little feud and every little conflict and every bit of chaos. You know, I think people are there. I think you're going to start hearing about this. It's the Trump fatigue syndrome. And it could be his downfall, more so than impeachment, more so than policy, more so than just, you know, having to compete against the socialist and communist of the Democrat Party. I think people might just say, I can't take it anymore. And they might even be willing to sacrifice political goals and their freedoms for just saying, you need to let up. I can't do this. I can't think about it. I can't get involved in this anymore. You know, if Trump goes away, you know, we can get back to some normalcy in our lives. I'm not saying that, but I'm starting to recognize that people are experiencing this fatigue of this daily barrage and onslaught. And so you never know what's going to happen. That's it for this week. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports and Tom Donahue Show. Join us at TomDonahueReports.com for more. Until we meet again, have a tremendous week.
The conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right. All the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.